This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the biggest, I guess, industries within the pharmaceutical industry is the erectile dysfunction medication industry. And I think it was a couple weeks ago, we got an approval for an erectile dysfunction gel that's supposed to work fairly well. Now we have, I believe it's on the market, a mint. It's a breath mint that can allow men to take their Viagra discreetly. So when they say, hey, baby, let's get it on, and they're like, oh, yeah, that sounds fun. Let's get it on. I need to brush my teeth. You go brush your teeth, baby. I'm just going to put this breath mint in my mouth. Although I think you need to use it at least 15 minutes before. It's a chewable mint. They're called hard mints. Sold by San Francisco-based company Him and Hers. It contains the active ingredient in Viagra. And it's supposed to be able to trigger an erection in just 15 minutes. Now, you do have to have a prescription to get it. And as we've talked about before, if somebody does require an erectile dysfunction medication, we have to vet you in terms of seeing what other medicines you're on to make sure there's not any contraindications or any reactions that could be deadly. And we also want to make sure you don't have a medical condition that is decreasing the blood flow to your genitalia, which could also decrease blood flow to the heart, such as arteriosclerosis. So anybody who requires erectile dysfunction medication should be evaluated by a medical provider. I understand there's telemedicine companies now allowing you to get this stuff over the phone. But mind you, if you have decreased blood flow to the penis, there's a very good chance you also have decreased blood flow to the heart. It could also be low testosterone, could be diabetes. There could be a bunch of other things that could be going on. So to me, anybody with erectile dysfunction should get evaluated. Now, hard mints, how much do they cost? $6 a mint. So if you're able to get your Viagra cheaper, I don't know if people are going to want to drop $6 on this mint. As you chew it, the drug enters the bloodstream, travels to the penis, where then it causes the vessels to dilate and allows there to be that extra flow. Dr. Peter Stahl, the vice president for HIMSS, said the mints were an innovative offering for patients. Right now, they're also sold in the UK. They are available in America. But here's the thing I'm concerned about. I can't find the clinical trials. And I like to find the clinical trials because that's where we see some vetting of the drug happen. And maybe it's out there. If any of you know where the clinical trials are for this drug, let me know. But this is a medication that has been tried and true, sildenafil, that we use in Viagra, but in a sublingual or an oral dissolvable form that is mixed with some other chemicals. Usually these new products, we like to see some sort of, and this could be huge, to later, once the price goes down, to be, limps up a bit, to be able to, pop something discreetly. It's definitely groundbreaking. I just want to make sure that we have long-term safety. Now, they say No clinical trials have been carried out into how well the mints actually work. For Viagra, two-thirds of men with erectile dysfunction say they have improved erection. But Viagra, you got to take a half hour to an hour for it to work. Now, there are side effects. We're being told that some of the side effects include skin rash, tightness in the chest or throat, a drop in blood pressure, and facial flushing. The face turns red and begins to swell. Now, I'm no expert on sex, but that's not too sexy. So just keep in mind, you might want to do a trial, a dry run, before you actually, you know, use it. The mint has not been approved by the FDA, but it uses drugs at dosage levels that have received the green light from the agency. They may contain not only sildenafil, but also tadalafil and vardenafil, which is used in Levitra. So the tadalafil we've seen in Cialis. And basically they bind to the phosphodiesterase type 5 receptors that allow the blood vessels to dilate, stop a feedback mechanism that brings the blood back, lets it stay in there longer. And Him and Hers is, I think, a telemedicine company that allows you to have an online consultation and then get the drug. So, you know, please be careful. I am very, very concerned that people want to enhance or have all-nighters and there's certain physiology that you can't necessarily overcome with a pill. And if you are in need of something like that, I don't care if 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, you should have a medical exam. I think Aroxone is the... Aroxone, I think, is the name of the medication. And some reports are now saying 10 minutes. Okay, keep in mind, if you are having a Niagara flow, a Niagara Falls flow rush in 10 minutes, you know, keep in mind, that might be too fast for some. Now, why is it faster? Well, because it sounds like it's sublingual. It sounds like if you're sucking on it, it's dissolving quicker. Rather than a Viagra pill that has to go into the stomach, it has to get dissolved by the acid, has to get into the small intestine, has to be absorbed. And so it's not a shock that a dissolvable sort of medication would work faster. But just keep in mind, some people are getting flushing, some people are getting side effects. I would wait till the FDA approves it. That's just me. But still, either way, talk to your medical provider. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, our producer today. Okay, so one thing I am going to do, it's on my bucket list, is solve a Rubik's Cube. And by the way, I am 3/4 done. I know how to get the bottom all white, because you're supposed to start with, I guess, a white cross. I could get the whole bottom white, and I could get the first two, if you're doing a 3x3, I could get the first two layers all the right colors, blue, green, orange, all that. And then I am going to tonight learn how to do the final upper layer, which is apparently the trickiest. Now, some of you are probably asking why. Well, all these stories about people getting a Rubik's Cube in 3 seconds, I got to be honest with you, I'm going to show you guys how to do it once I figure it out. And I don't think I'm learning it the way these people who could do it in 3 seconds can. I think the world's record is 3.13 seconds. I think there's certain movements, ways you can, you have to move your hands. Because I notice if I keep doing a particular motion with the Rubik's Cube, it starts to make the it's almost like there's a mathematical calculation. And I'm going to figure this out. I'm sure other people have figured it out, but if I can't find the mathematical calculation, I've taken enough math in school where I'm going to figure it out. But I guess the reason why I've been fascinated with the Rubik's Cube is because that was probably one of the most difficult things to master. Mind you, there was high school was rough for me, or school was rough in terms of, getting picked on and bullied and all that. But I don't know. It's just something I wanted to be able to do and I never was able to do. So I'm going to do it now that I'm middle age. But interestingly, many of us are kind of struggling with all the changes that are happening. And whether you're for the changes or against the changes, what's causing us to struggle is something we thought was law that you would never question. It is questioned. So many people are struggling with this whole boy-girl thing. If a boy is not a boy and a girl is not a girl, that starts to make some people who have, it starts to, kind of rattle people a little bit in terms of, well, wait a second, what else do I not know? When you start to get older, you need fewer variables. You need to know that, okay, well, my health is going to be a big variable. My kid's leaving me. Maybe I won't be able to trust my knees or my hips. You want to know that something in the past isn't also going to change. Because if all your past knowledge starts to change, it can be overwhelming. It's not that you're against anything that might be going on. It just the change might be a little difficult. So one big thing that rattled me was for years, reviewing my kids' essays before they turn it in. And they were never double spacing after a period. I used to get smacked on the wrist in typing class for not double spacing after a period. So I am fixing year after year, month after month, week after week, every one of their papers. And I finally said, look, come on, guys, space twice after a period. And they're like, huh? And I go, yeah, you're supposed to space twice after a period. I'll look it up. I'll show you. And when I pulled it up, it said there was an article that said nothing screams over 40 than double spacing over a period. They don't do that anymore. And that shocked me because it wasn't something that, okay, so we don't put that much Aquanet in our hair anymore. We don't necessarily wear hot pink and aquamarine. We might not, wear the blue eyeshadow. That's fine. I understand that there's new trends. I could change my wardrobe. That's fine. But grammar, I used to get punished for. That's, as we said, another big thing that a lot of people are struggling with is you used to get in a lot of trouble if you were writing something and Johnny walked into a store, he bought a ball. Well, many people now don't want to misgender. They don't want to get in trouble for gendering. So they're saying they bought a ball. Well, they is plural. We used to get in a buttload of trouble for using a plural pronoun with a singular person. But people are doing that now to play it safe. So there's things that are changing. There's an article called Man and Home, and it's entitled 18 Gen X Trends That Have Outlived Their Relevance, and Should Be Retired Immediately. So one is the Trust No Tech. There's a significant trend, and I'm Gen X, maybe also this will include baby boomers, of a reluctance to trust tech. I'm still having trouble. These subs, with a game console controller. But the idea of we don't trust tech, we don't put our credit card into the computer, apparently that's old school. We also get into cars now with strangers, like Uber and Lyft. They say cynicism isn't cool anymore. Embracing cynicism as a lifestyle is an outdated Gen X trend that dampens spirits and stalls growth. Our world is in dire need of hope and positivity, so we're supposed to shift to be more optimistic. So rather than saying there's no way you're going to do that, you have to say, well, of course, yes, you're going to be a... You know, well, Miss America's outdated also, but yes, you are going to be a president of the United States one day. I guess you have to be positive. They say too much time in the social media spotlight. Apparently, the excessive social media sharing has become an exhausting and oversharing Gen X trend. So some of the older people are sharing a lot more than the younger people. So that could basically call you out that you're older. Me, I do. But the reason why I share a lot of stuff on social media now is because it's my alibi. When people say, can you come to this party? Can you do this? Can we work together? Can this? Because I get asked to do a lot of things, and I'm already, my plate is full. I don't want to lie to people. And I'm like, look, I'm sorry. I have a graduation event I have to be at. I have this event I have to be at this. Well, people, I don't want anybody to think I lie. So when I'm there at the events, I post. Another concept is all work and no play is not okay. I grew up in a, you just work. You work hard, play hard, but work. It's okay. Now it's more about work-life balance. Don't be bashing social media. Social media stinks. You got to get away social media. Social media has won. Social media is in everything. It's embedded in everything. Don't mistake authority for disrespect. Apparently, tough bosses, right, or annoying bosses was the thing. Nope. You have to have a healthy, productive work environment, which I agree with. I agree with that. But there needs to be a more empathetic approach. We used to stereotype mental health matters. We used to keep it quiet. We used to be embarrassed by them. We don't do that anymore. Now we're being open, more honest, embracing it. They say a dose of gratitude. Gen Xers have their share of struggles, but also some substantial advantages. They say it's time to acknowledge the privileges of the past, like affordable education and housing. It's one of those things where when I talk to the kids, I don't tell the kids that they have it so easy. I tell my kids they have new challenges. Because if I tell them, oh my gosh, I had it so much harder, and I did in some respect, that doesn't help. That just closes them off. But if I show, look, my challenges were different. I had to support myself. I had, you know, no money. We couldn't afford to borrow for loans because we didn't think we could pay them back. Though I had to work multiple part-time jobs, et cetera, whatever. Now my kids don't have that, but they have other challenges. So, never misjudge today's youth. Don't tell these kids that they don't know what they're doing. All right, they're pretty smart. Video games. Remember we were anti-video game? No. Now, we're actually operating a sub like a video game. Not that that's the best thing. We might be right about some of these things, but right now, it's the norm. Video games and virtual, that's now going to be, it's never going away. And I'm kind of glad I would like Ms. Pac-Man to come back. Making fun of tree hugging and eco-friendly practices is out. Now it's all about sustainability. And so some people say, well, I don't want to do, you know, recycling and all that because people will think I'm liberal. No, it is still totally cool to, you know, embrace things that could help the environment. There's a bunch of other things that they bring up, but I just found that fascinating that there's a lot of things that we did in the past that aren't necessarily now embraced. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The severe weather that's hampered airline travel from the Northeast across the country is pretty bad well beyond the Northeast, much of it thanks to that heat dome over Texas. As for getting across the USA, FlightAware counts more than 3,500 canceled or delayed flights. The U.S. Supreme Court says state legislatures do not have the power to overrule their state Supreme Courts in some election issues. It's let stand a North Carolina Supreme Court ruling that tosses out the congressional districts used in the last election, calling them partisan gerrymandering. Sale of new homes is soaring, up more than 12% last month, third straight month of increasing sales of new homes. Some good news on the inflation front. The Farm Bureau says your 4th of July cookout will cost a tiny bit less. It pegs the price of food for a party of 10, $70, about 3% less than last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 4th of July is a little interesting this year because it's on a Tuesday. And so you could make it a 4th of July 4-day weekend. Most of us aren't. I'm working. Many of us are working. What's also interesting is when 4th of July comes either on a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, you could kind of make one weekend versus the other. And when I would, I rarely would take off or take vacation, but I would always try to take the less busy week or busy weekend. So for those of you that want to go somewhere, but you're finding, wait a second, this 4th of July weekend, it's going to be ridiculous with travel, maybe do it the 7th and 8th. That might be a little bit more advantageous. So I'm in town this weekend, and going to see the fireworks. Probably not going to do a barbecue, per se, because we're going to drive to go and see the fireworks. And, I mean, yeah, we might just cook at home, but I don't think I'm going to have a party because I'm going to a couple parties this weekend, and I'm going to be a little partied out. But they say that it's going to be a little more affordable than last year. Well, some headlines say it's going to be cheaper this year to have a 4th of July cookout. Other headlines are saying, no, it's more expensive. But they're saying families can expect to pay $67.73 for a party of 10, down 3% from last year's record high. Now, if you're like, how do you feed 10 people under $70? Now, mind you, if I have 10 people over, you're spending $70 on beer alone. Honestly, I don't know how, but they're saying that it includes the hamburger buns, the beef, potato salad, chicken breast, lemonade, chocolate chip cookies. So I don't think it includes alcohol. Now, the meat, hamburger buns, beef, and potato salad were up in price. Chicken breast, lemonade, chocolate chips down in price. Chocolate chip cookies? Oh, my gosh. I love chocolate chip cookies. So according to Roger Cryan, chief economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the slight downward direction in the cost of a cookout doesn't counter the dramatic increases we've seen over the past few years. That year's cookout cost was the second highest on record, $69.68 for a party of 10. Now, yeah, we have a headline here that was written 17 hours ago that said your 4th of July cookout will cost you a whole lot more. And they're saying that the cost rose to $69.88, 17% from last year. Now, this is from a paper in Detroit, News 4. They say at Holiday Market in Royal Oak, some beef bratwurst and 4th of July specials will roll out next week. But locals are saying that steak is up to $10.75 a pound, ground beef $5.35 a pound, pork $4.19 a pound. And so some, I guess this report is saying that the cookout has rose to almost $70 from last year, 17%. So I'm a little mixed on what it is, and all I know is I went shopping yesterday for a few things. We were up at about $140, and it's ridiculous. Now, okay, maybe not a few. Maybe I had 12 items, but I go to the self-checkout. I never have too much. That it's either a basket full or something that, and I'm always over 100, easy. But to feed 10 people. So how do you save money on these cookouts? Well, first and foremost, as long as you're not worried about COVID or other things, do a bring-your-own potluck. Definitely do potluck. What I've seen my friends do and I've done is I'm like, look, we're going to handle the steaks and the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the chicken. You guys bring the side dishes or the dessert. Or beer. Now, the problem is whenever you host, you always have to make sure you have something because somebody's a good no-show and then you're not going to have any drinks or you're not going to have any, you know. But, so maybe I'll have like some extra chips on hand or some beer on hand or lemonade on hand just in case. But do have a potluck. You know, or say, look, we'll do the burgers. If you want to bring chicken, go ahead. If you want to bring, but if you potluck it, one, everybody loves everybody else's cooking, and then you're not the only one to blame if the food stinks, right? Because everybody has a potluck. Number two, it saves money. It makes it more fun, and there's a lot more food. And also, not everybody eats everything. So just because you're going to have 20 people over or 15 people over, 10 people over, doesn't necessarily mean that that person has to bring food for 10 people. So I think getting together is good. I am a little concerned about the heat. I think a lot of people are going to be outside, but it's going to be so hot that they're going to be back indoors. I always get a little nervous about swimming because I like to swim, But with these cookouts, people start drinking. And if they start at 4 or 5, I mean, remember, people are not working. The majority of people are not working. And I'll be seeing patients probably for most of the day until I get ready for fireworks. But if the fireworks can't be done till nighttime and it doesn't get dark until 8, 9 o'clock, that's a lot of people hanging around eating and drinking. So then they get, a little bored. So you go, we'll swim in the pool. Now, if they've been drinking the whole time, who's watching the kids? And we've talked about how you have to have a designated, you know, you have a designated driver, you have to have a designated lifeguard. Somebody that is not going to drink in the family that's going to watch the kids. All parents should be in the pools with their kids, especially the young kids. This way they're at least arm reach away in case that kid needs help. The dogs, don't have the dogs swimming around the pool. A big mistake everybody's like is let's throw Fido, I guess some people still name their dog Fido, into the pool. Well, the dog scratches, the dog kicks. Some dogs don't want to swim around the pool. You know, they're just trying to keep, it's stressful for some dogs to be in the pool. My husband does it all the time. Let the dog swim. The dog needs to learn how to swim. He's right, the dog needs to learn how to swim, but maybe not with everybody else. Everybody likes to play games, basketball, water polo, volleyball pool. My pool's not big enough for that. I suppose we could do a little bit of it, but if you have a bunch of guys especially, they horseplay. It gets a little dangerous. Then the kids have to get the hell out of the pool because the grown-ups are are kicking and splashing and waving their arms and going to hit somebody. But it's a great time. Celebrating our country's birthday and the patriotism. I am a little surprised that I'm not seeing as many American flags as we used to. I was just in Israel. There were Israeli flags all over the place. And you saw the pride. Now, you also saw pride flags in Israel. In America, there's neighborhoods that used to always have flags up. In fact, there's a neighborhood that was built in the 80s that actually has on every house a flagpole pocket where you could put a flag in there. And I think every house got a flag. When you bought the home, I think it's a Del Webb community, you got an American flag so that you could put it up on Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July. And I don't see people put their flags up. And it's personal choice, but it's a real good time to be alive. It's a good time to be American. I know people are concerned about where the country's going and how it's being run. But honestly, when you see what happens in other countries, we still have it better. And, you know, we need to be thankful for what we've got, even if it's not perfect. So how do we celebrate it? Well, we celebrate with fireworks. Fireworks safety we're going to talk about also. And the fireworks is a whole other story. Having a family, extended family member lose an eye from a small firework that kind of ricocheted, a small one that's allowed and legal. I'm more reluctant to tell people to do fireworks themselves. I'd say just watch them from afar. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, our producer today. So as a professor, and having taught multiple different grades and students throughout my career, even Sunday school, I am a little frustrated when I see teachers stuck between a rock and a hard place. And And we're being told that there was one teacher who was reading a book that I think had to do with gender, etc. And she had recently, I believe, been fired. And now we have a college who allegedly fired one of the biology professors for teaching his students that sex was determined by X and Y chromosomes. So we're having schools, depending on where they are, firing teachers one way or the other. And I am not sure where we go from here. As I told you, there's a lot of anxiety that people are having in terms of how to proceed and how to talk and how to, because some of these changes are happening a little quicker than they know. And I was a biology major. You have a professor in biology. I'm not sure how long the professor had been teaching for, but if the XXXY determining sex is now being challenged, to fire a biology teacher, it's starting to get kind of confusing, because I get that there's gender dysphoria. I get that some people might not identify as that, but what does a biology professor then teach if they have to cover the chromosomes? XX and XY is proliferative throughout maternal-fetal medicine, embryology. Are medical school professors also going to get fired? We have Klinefelter's, Turner syndrome. These are things that have to do with the X and Y chromosomes. And it's, I think it's causing people to be a little anxious going, so do we just not talk about it? Do we teach it one way? I don't know what the answer is. Because as a professor, I get that science can change, but you do have the basics, and these basics are not necessarily anti-progressiveness. I mean, if somebody is a cis male, they have XY chromosomes. That's not necessarily, in fact, that's what we've been saying, that cis males have XY chromosomes, transgender males will have XX chromosomes, because they're female at birth. But I guess maybe that's being changed. So we're going to have a lot of teachers fired, especially with the school shortage, teacher shortage, unless we as society figure out how exactly where we're going to go with this. First Liberty Institute is a law firm that defends religious liberty for Americans, sent a letter to St. Philip's College in San Antonio on behalf of Professor Dr. Johnson Varkey, demanding the institution reinstate him after he was fired January 2023. When teaching the human reproductive system, Dr. Varkey also stated that human sex is determined by chromosomes X and Y, and that reproduction must occur between a male and a female to continue the human species. In the course of teaching human anatomy and physiology, he made these statements in every class for 20 years without any incident or complaint. On November 28, 2022, four of his students walked out of his class when he stated that sex was determined by X and Y chromosomes, just as he had dozens of times before. Complaints against him said he was engaged in religious preaching. Discriminatory comments about homosexuals, transgender individuals, anti-abortion rhetoric, and misogynist banter. And that his teaching pushed beyond the bounds of academic freedom with his personal opinions were offensive to many individuals in the classroom. And Varkey actually taught from school-approved science-based curriculum. St. Philip's College said he was being religious. And so this is tricky, because on one end you do have teachers saying, look, this is my religion. I'm not going to say that two men can have a baby. based on my religion. And the freedom of speech protects him from the First Amendment. But on the flip side, you have a growing demographic who want to feel that if they are in same-sex relationships and go through the process of fertilizing an egg and surrogacy and all that, they don't want to be or feel discriminated against or slighted. And it's very complex. And I know that we have a lot of individuals, a lot of textbooks, a lot of that talk about XXXY. Now, you know, did he in class go, I don't care what everybody's saying, you know, a woman is XX, a man is XY, I'm not going to go into the trans cis thing. If he said that, I could see how some people might be offended. But is he allowed to say that? You know, as a teacher, it's tricky because you have a captive audience. And when I saw teachers be very political and infuse things, as we see with college, that's a problem. We don't want politics. We want, you know, these kids to get through. And if I, but interesting, this term anti-abortion rhetoric. Is anti-abortion rhetoric if you acknowledge that a fetus is alive? That's not necessarily, so that's the other thing too. What is considered anti-abortion rhetoric? Slamming abortion clinics might be considered anti-abortion rhetoric, but saying, okay, look, for the fetus, to protect the fetus, we're going to want mom on prenatal vitamins. Is that going to be called anti-abortion rhetoric? So there's also a lot of subjectivity. So, apparently he's an adjunct professor. He taught human anatomy and physiology over 22 years to 1,500 students. Now, I get you're supposed to update your slides, but human anatomy and physiology goes back to those basics. So how do you teach that XX is not female anymore? Do you just say those with XX have a vagina? Remember how people got ticked off at the Lancet? That's a little anti-women. If you say, yeah, you're a person with a vagina. I think you're damned if you did and damned if you don't. And I don't know what the answer is. You're supposed to be able to, I think the problem we have is we're forcing people to take on something that they may not be comfortable believing in, whether they're the teacher, whether they're the student, and we now have this big dilemma in front of us on what we call a man and a woman, and it's starting to cost people their jobs. And maybe the fix, I can't even comprehend what the fix would be, but as we're starting to shy away from saying, well, that's girly, that's guy, that's, you know, I mean, I'm not sure what the answer is, because human anatomy and physiology has a lot to do with XX and XY. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.